Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about this change on Twitter yesterday. So I had a lot of fun with it. I spent way too much time that I'm prepared to acknowledge looking at some of the accounts that have harassed me over the last couple of years and trying to see where they are based. Twitter or X has now allowed us to see where the account is based. Joining me to unpack this is Adam Levick. He's the co-editor of Camera UK, a media watchdog focused on the coverage of Israel and anti-Semitism in British media. And we wanted to talk to him about this. Adam, thank you for joining us. At a basic level, what is X actually changing here?
Well, if you go onto someone's account and you click their name and you click those three dots and about this account, used to just say the date you joined and anything verified since, but now it says account based in a specific country. So for instance, there's been a lot of reports about this supposed Gaza journalist named Motassem A. Dalal, who apparently has been reporting from Gaza, or purportedly been reporting from Gaza for the past couple of years during the war. And it turns out that his account is based in Poland. And look, there's been some questions about what that even means. But the problem, I think the detail is important, because when someone, when you sign up for X, you self-select where your account is based in, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean because Motassem A. Dalal, this Gaza journalist, wrote down Poland that he's necessarily based there. But then the question is, why is he not being transparent about where he is? But I think the bigger value of this change in X is that, you know, we're learning that there's a lot of accounts that have been trolling Jews. I know, you know, you've been harassed on the platform. I have, that are based, not surprisingly, in countries like Qatar, right? Or other hostile Arab countries that, you know, they're supposedly based in Western countries, but they're actually based in Qatar. They might even be possibly generated by the Qatar Ministry of Information. So there's a lot of questions that haven't been answered yet, but certainly I think this change by Musk's programmers, I think, is going to go a long way to at least discrediting a lot of influential and accounts with high followers that have been harassing Jews and spreading misinformation about Israel.
So it really does, at least take a step towards it. I keep thinking, what would have happened had this been 2 years ago? The question therefore being, which of course you can't answer, but I'd love your thoughts on it, is how much of a difference do you think the negative publicity around Israel would have been impacted had we had this information over the last 2 years?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good question. You know, a lot of it has to do with whether or not those, you know, kind of phony accounts were delegitimized. And, you know, the problem is, like a lot of people won't click on a user's about this account to even see whether or not it's a real account or a bot. I think maybe, you know, like with some of the more, like, you know, accounts that have maybe a million plus followers, I think there could have been a way for the pro-Israel community to at least discredit the really influential, you know, bot accounts, the accounts that are outside of where they say they are, and maybe, are based in Qatar. But so this is a step forward, transparency, and I think transparency is very important. But, you know, let's not fool ourselves. There are millions of users, and I think it would take more work than anybody has to really do a thorough job and reveal, you know, the true identities or the true locations of most of them. But I think it could have discredited some of the more toxic accounts that have been spreading anti-Semitic libels and anti-Zionist libels since the October 7th massacre.
So to some extent, could it work the other way? In other words, could it make harassing people on X easier? Knowing their information. In other words,
I see. Yeah, you know, you bring up a good question, and you know, the story is new, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the implications. But there have been already some people that have complained that, okay, say you're based in the UK, and you don't want people to know you're based in the UK, for just privacy reasons, right? British law is much less free than U.S. law, for instance, when it comes to free speech. So there might be a very valid reason why someone would want to not be identified as a user based in the UK, might want to have a name that is not their real name. So this, you know, the good thing is that this allows for transparency for malevolent accounts that are just trying to harass Jews and delegitimize Israel. The bad thing is that it might also prevent people that have a very good ethical reason for wanting to be anonymous. These people will no longer be able to be anonymous. So, and then there's the whole question of VPNs, right? Because with VPNs, you can
be anywhere.
Hide the country where you're in, but maybe for good reasons. Maybe, you know, again, you don't want to be harassed or revealed as to where your location is. So I think it's a double-edged sword. And I think it's only time will tell, you know, which direction this goes. But certainly, as someone who's been working as a pro-Israel advocate for 15 years, it's nice to see some of these, like, really malicious accounts be exposed for what they are.
Absolutely. For ordinary users listening, how should they view this new information in terms of understanding what form is shifting?
All right. Well, I mean, you know, the platform, first of all, has shifted since Elon Musk, whatever you think of him. There's a lot more allowance for hate speech. I mean, he's a big believer in free speech, which means that accounts have a lot less chance of being suspended for, say, engaging in anti-Semitic speech. But it seems like he's also trying to move towards transparency. So it means that if you're a casual ex-user, and you see somebody really engaging in anti-Semitic hate speech or, you know, tweeting things about Israel that are untrue, it gives you more ability to see where this account is based. And even, you know, for instance, it tells you with this Gaza journalist that he connected via the UK App Store, and that he's been, and his account, he joined Twitter since 2011. So I think more information is better. And for those of us that fight this information on social media, including X, it definitely gives us more information in which to fight back. But, you know, for the casual user, it just means that, A, that they might need to think about, you know, how they're going to maintain their own anonymity if they wish to do so. I'm personally not. I'm under my own name and in my real location. But for people that have legitimate reasons to hide their location and their identity, they're going to have to think twice about how they operate on X. But it also means that these Qatar-based, you know, fake accounts that are just spreading malicious lies about Israel, Jews in the West, that they're going to have to, you know, rethink how they're going to operate, and they're going to be less influential. So when I say it's a double-edged sword, I mean, you know, people are really going to have to take into account the new transparency and figure out how they're going to operate within this new paradigm.
Absolutely, it is so interesting. And as you said, it's something that we need to still get our heads around, considering it is fairly new. So we might not have thought of all of those nuances. Adam Levick, thank you. As always, co-editor of Camera UK, talking to us about the change on X, where we can now see the location, or the registered, rather, location of the person who is sharing that information.